You are listening to episode 842. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for giving yourself this time to meditate, to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. And what you're doing for yourself as you get ready to meditate is one of the best things you can do for yourself, because meditation impacts your mind, your body, your relationships, and others in the world around you. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation guide. I share a different meditation technique with you every single day that you can bring into your own meditation. So I help to get you in the mood to meditate, to get your mindset all nicely settled in as you go into your own inner stillness. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme, so you get to explore a particular topic in depth. And each day of the week, we focus on creating a habit, another ritual to go along with your meditation ritual, that enhances some area of your life. So for today's meditation, we launch into a brand new 7-part week-long series. And our theme for this week is kindness. So throughout this entire week, you're going to explore tips and techniques to bring into your meditation ritual to help you experience more kindness in your life. And if you are a regular listener of the news, I think that you'll come away from this meditation series having your faith restored in humanity, because the news has that tendency to sensationalize negative events and make them so much bigger than many times they actually are. So if you are getting ready to meditate, I encourage you to settle yourself in. And I want you to know that if you're new to meditation and you're really not sure how to guide yourself into a meditation, or you might just love to be guided in a meditation. I know I do. So I do leave a daily fresh guided meditation over on my website at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. And there you can join a meditation subscription where you receive a daily meditation. It comes out to 50 cents a day for a guided meditation. So there's a little bit of mindset in the beginning, and then I guide you into a complete meditation, and I play the music extra long at the end so you can go into your own stillness. So you can find that there. Now, I also want to mention that I have a free private Facebook group that you can also find there. And if you just go to this week's kindness meditation series, you'll see that. And the best way probably to join that is just to go to my Facebook page at sipandom.com, Facebook, and send me a message, and I'll gladly add you to our group. We're a group of international meditators from around the world. We follow a weekly challenge based on the weekly theme, and you get to connect with others who also listen to the meditations. So I want to share with you a little bit about this week's series of kindness. So as you may be seated, getting ready to meditate, you may be lying down, you might be walking around doing errands, just listening to this for inspiration. We're all on our own journey. So go easy on yourself wherever you are. There's no expectations. Honor where you are. So I had a lot of fun researching this topic of kindness. And I came across a book called Born to Be Good, The Science of a Meaningful Life by Dacher Keltner, who is the director of the Berkeley Social Interaction Laboratory. And in his book, he shares scientific findings along with his own personal experiences to uncover human kindness. And so I'll be sharing a lot of the findings from his book, as well as other tips and techniques that I have come across related to kindness. But what Keltner discovers is that humans are actually geared neurobiologically and just by our own innate need to belong. You are geared for kindness. We all are geared for kindness. So before we begin a brand new series, I find it's really beneficial to lay to rest the previous week. So every Sunday, this is for a Sunday's meditation, although you can listen to them, these inspirations in any order you want. But I always begin a brand new series on a Sunday. And on that day, we do a reflection. And this is a beautiful way to lay to rest the previous week and have a fresh start, to have some perspective on the upcoming week. So as you get ready to meditate, and when you go into your meditation, consider the past week. And when you do so, just bring to mind the major events that stand out in your mind. Not every single day's events, just bring to mind those moments that stood out the most. And some weeks you may not have any fantastic events stand out in your mind, and that's fine. Some weeks like that can actually be great. But just think about the previous week and just notice what comes to mind, how you felt, who you interacted with, the different things that happened, maybe some new things you learned, and reflect on it. Again, not judging, just noticing, just becoming aware. You can kind of notice how you feel if you think about the previous week. It could have been a week where you had quite a lot going on. Maybe you had something traumatic happen to you or a loved one. Maybe it was a difficult week that you're very happy to lay to rest. So there can be a sense of relief that it's over and you're beginning a brand new week. You still may be dealing with a lot of situations, but that's okay. Give yourself a lot of credit for showing up and going through whatever you went through this past week. You may think about the week and wish, oh, I wish I had done this a little differently, or I wish I wouldn't have said that or done that, and that's okay. That's just information for you to know. It's just an awareness. No judgment. Just notice. And now, consider as you go through the events of the past week, consider any kindness that really stands out how someone may have been kind to you. It could have been the smile of a stranger that lifted you up. You could have just had a horrible interaction with someone and walked away, and the smile of a stranger can lift you up. That's how we absorb kindness. We're like a sponge. So consider any kindness that you experienced that stands out about the events and situations of the past week. And now consider how you offered kindness to others. And you may think, oh, I wish I had done more. And that's fine. Just notice this. It's awareness. It's just information. And if you weren't sitting down doing this now, you may not even have come to this realization. So give yourself a lot of credit for what you're doing. Just noticing kindness you shared with others. Research shows that one of the best indicators that any kind of relationship will endure is how kind the people are to each other. So if it's a romantic relationship, it's not the physical attraction. That can be important in the beginning, but that's not what endures. What endures is how kind a person is to you, how kind you are to the person. Kindness is the key determining factor to how well a relationship evolves and for how long it can be sustained. So as you go into your own meditation today, reflect on kindness of the past week. Throughout this entire week, I'll be sharing with you tips and techniques to bring kindness into your days as you meditate. Meditate just to the point where you feel you could go a little bit longer, always ending your meditations on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.